Good morning. A weakening cool front over top of us here in interior New York and New England is producing plenty of clouds this morning and even a few scattered showers as it passes through. Behind the front, skies are already starting to clear out across the northernmost part of New York and parts of the Champlain Valley. And this will be the trend through the morning and into the afternoon as we see more in the way of breaks of sunshine. This will allow temperatures to climb well up into the 50s in the northern half of the area and into the lower to mid-60s south of I-90. The front, though, will stall out not too far off to our south. This will keep clouds in place for the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England later today. And as a wave of low pressure rides in from the Ohio Valley, we'll have increasing chances for showers south of I-90 as we head toward the evening commute and the first part of the overnight period. Temperatures later on tonight, as skies start to clear out, will drop back into the 40s, even some 30s, across the northern part of the region. The wave of low pressure, though, will quickly move off the eastern seaboard, and a drying trend will continue into tomorrow. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday afternoon, and temperatures will easily climb into the lower and middle 60s. A stronger storm system on the tail end of this front will develop in the southern plains and work its way toward the Midwest and Great Lakes. On this track, it'll draw in even milder air for us for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. As that mild flow of air moves in, it'll generate a few clouds and maybe even a midday shower or thunderstorm on Sunday, but we'll have plenty enough sunshine on Sunday afternoon to get us up towards 70. That same general weather pattern will continue into the early part of next week with even warmer air coming in on Monday, where the mix of sun and clouds will be in the mid-70s. And then the front associated with this storm system will barrel through the region on Tuesday, producing a bunch of rain, maybe even some thunderstorms, and highs back around 60. Behind the front, colder air will flow in for the day on Wednesday, so despite increasing sunshine, it'll be breezy with highs only in the 40s, then rebounding slightly back to the lower 50s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-level moisture axis is centered over the eastern Great Plains with drier air east of the Mississippi Valley. A plume of marginally unstable air extends eastward from the southern plains toward the mid-Atlantic region in the vicinity of a stalling cold front. The timing of a trough of low pressure in the mid and upper Ohio Valley during the afternoon should focus shower and thunderstorm development along the front, mainly from portions of southern Missouri and the mid-Mississippi Valley and points eastward. A few strong wind gusts and instances of hail will be possible in the vicinity of the mid-Mississippi Valley, but a greater risk appears limited by meager instability in moisture and weak low-level flow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, at 5:39 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Szolnok, Hungary, at 9:50 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 15 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 33, 47% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 4 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers later this afternoon in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs near 50. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 47, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, also no snowfall, just a trace for the month, and 71.1 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 36, the record high, 82, set in 2011 and in 1945, and the record low, 20, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. More showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny skies through the middle of the day with clouds moving back in later and the risk of a shower with highs right around 60. Cloudy with the risk of a shower this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers possible this morning and a better chance at rain as we head toward the evening commute and highs in the lower 60s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds this morning followed by breaks of sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 60s. More clouds and showers possible this evening, and then mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, just the risk of a midday shower, breezy and warm near 70. Partly sunny, windy and warm on Monday, 75. A good chance of rain on Tuesday around 60. Increasing sun, breezy and much colder Wednesday in the upper 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.